Hello and welcome to Sunstrap's Recap Podcast. I'm your host, Sunstrap, and today I'm going to be doing part two of my 2K special, which I've already done part one like a few hours ago. But yes, so basically I reached out to a bunch of my podcasting friends and asked them for questions. So here we go. I reached out to Lynx and their question was, what's your favourite clan? Depends. I really like River Clan's forest territory and their skills when it comes to hunting and fighting, but I do know that they are seen as cowards in the first books. Mind you, I've only read up to the book 3 in the second series. But yeah, that was Link's only question. Shadowfrost's question. How did you get into warriors? This is a fascinating answer I'm about to give. Believe it or not, I was one of those people who played Warrior Cats Ultimate Edition before I read the books. In fact, that's where I learned all about it. Actually, I'd only read the very first book when I started the podcast, which is why the first episodes all sucked. Number two, what is your favourite character and why? Ravenpaw. I'm not sure why. I guess it could be the fact that he used to get, like, emotionally flattened every day by his old grumpy mentor. But he fought back from that. Number three, what is your favourite evil character? Well, like I said, I haven't read too many of the books, but I'd say it's between Tigerstar and Scourge. I don't like Tigerstar, and I would choose Scourge, because since he is small, it sets hilarious images into my head whenever he does or says something fierce. But I ain't picking him as my favourite since his deputy killed Whitestorm, which I'm still upset about. 4. If you were to write an article about Warrior Cat argument, what would it be about? This is a really fascinating question, actually. Honestly, I'd probably pick an argument that my friend Echoclaw and I used to have for months. Do any River Clan cats have webbed paws? I have no idea, but I don't think so. if they do, if you're listening on Spotify, I'll have it in the Q&A, what you think it is, but yeah, I don't know. 5. If you had to pick a warrior other than Sunstripe, what would it be? I have absolutely no idea. Probably some type of prefix or suffix using... some type of name using the prefix or suffix of light, shade, or bee, because I like bees. 6. What is the first Warrior Cat podcast you listened to? I think it was Ottifer's Backstory to Evil, which is pretty cool actually, because Ottifer and I are now friends, which I did not expect to happen. But yeah, I think it was Backstory to Evil. It was definitely, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. 7. If you had to give some tips on podcasting, what would they be? Well, I'd have a lot, but one would be decide what you're going to do and what you're going to be called and stuff like that. Because if you don't want to be like me and change stuff after like the first or second episode. Because like I changed my name and I changed the way that I set up my podcast and stuff like that. But yeah. 8. What Warrior Cat podcast would you suggest listening to? I'd have to say all of them. They are all absolutely amazing. Kit Claws and Cattails, Backstory to Evil, Warrior Cat Studios, the Warrior Cat podcast, Brambleheart and Springpaw, the Warrior Cat Express Part 2, Let's Talk Warriors, and all of the other ones. 9. What do you think is the most embarrassing episode you've ever recorded? Definitely the first one. Definitely. 10. What is your favourite memory on your podcast? Probably getting my first voice message, which was from Lynx. All the podcasts shooting up in plays around October. I got 100 plays a day back in October for like 4 or 3 days. It was amazing. But yeah, that's all of Shadowfrost's questions, all of Ottifer's questions. Why did you decide to make your podcast? It was simply because I was bored. I heard an Anchor ad on another podcast, I don't know which one it was, and I decided to try it. After changing my podcast like 15 times, I decided to make it about warriors because the community was amazing. Who is your biggest inspiration? It was actually you, Jennifer, I think, if I can remember. Now, I wouldn't have a clue, but it definitely used to be Jennifer. I remember that. Why do you enjoy podcasting? Once again, I enjoy it because of the awesome community. I love the Wirecat podcast community. But that's all of Jennifer's questions. Brambleheart's questions is a lot. Who is your fave cat? Pretty sure I've already answered this. What is your fave clan? I've also answered this. And what is your favorite evil cat? And I've answered this. What is your fave book in Warriors? Was it Ravenpaw's Path? I think so. That would be my favorite if it counts. I'm pretty sure it's a manga. Is that what they call it? Don't know. What are your favorite free podcasts? Mine, my other podcast, and Talking Cats Chat, which I'm a part of. Just kidding. Come on, Brambleheart, I ain't picking favorites. I don't think I even have any favorites. I like them all. Who is your favorite cat, Fuzzy or Zombie? Those are my two cats. If you don't know, Zombie, who is old, I got her back when I was three, and I named her back then as well. She actually suits her name. But she's black with a bit of white on her chest, and Fuzzy is a fuzzy cat that is ginger. Yeah. But yeah, okay, I take back what I said. I'm playing favorites. Fuzzy because a zombie won't stop biting me. That's why her name suits her. What is your dream for the future? Oh, I don't know. I want to be a good content creator, I guess. Do you think the moon pool is stupid? Yes. Finally, a chance to get back at the devilish moon pool. Obviously not your podcast, Maple Dusk, but yes, the other moon pool is dumb. Do you think your listeners are awesome? No. Of course I do! My listeners are truly amazing. Do you think you're awesome? Besides what the moon pool says, I think you're awesome. Thank you, Brambleheart. Though, honestly, I wouldn't be so sure. What do you prefer, city or country? Oh, I've thought about this many times, and I would say I like in between, because I don't want to be in a small house among a ton of other people, but I've also had enough of isolation. What do you prefer, leader or deputy? Wait, before, about the isolation. I know South Australia they've only gone into lockdown once, but we're getting, I think, more than 1,000 cases a day. Actually, let me search that up, because our health department has been doing a terrible job. I'll just say that. How many cases of COVID in SA today? Coronavirus disease. We have had, it doesn't really tell me. We were having like zero cases or one to three of that. And then all of a sudden on one of the days we got 5, 10, 4, 7, and they just went up and just shot up. Literally went from like 0 to 20 and then 20 to like 100. New cases today so far, 1,465. Wow. And 7-day average is 840. So, yeah. Wait, is that in South Australia? Oh, yeah, it's in South Australia. Right, what if I go 2 weeks? Here we go. 16th of December, 64 cases. 0 on the 17th, 73 on the 18th, 185 on the 19th. See, 100 cases in like a day. 112 on the 20th. 41, 193, 482, 688, 633, 774, 838, basically almost 2 off 1,000, and then 1,500 today. So that's not what I'm doing today, but I just want to say we are apparently still not going into lockdown, though our restrictions have came back again, which is sad. But yes, anyway, what do you prefer, leader or deputy? Probably deputy, because I would struggle under too much responsibility. What do you prefer, warrior, apprentice, or med? Probably a simple warrior. What do you prefer, crane, elder, or git? The lazy life of an elder would certainly be magnificent. Lying there sunning yourself one day. And then Maple Dusk's questions. Well, there is only one of Maple Dusk's questions that I haven't already answered, and that is, what books do you like other than warriors? I like Wings of Fire a lot. I've read all the books that are out. I also like Rubber Band. I got the first book for Christmas, and I'm reading it. Well, yeah, I'm currently halfway, or three chapters in, or so, I don't know how many. But yeah, not far in. And also Keeper of the Lost Cities. Has also been recommended to me a fair few times, but I have not read it yet. But yeah, so that's the Q&A episode. It's gone on for like 10 minutes, which is pretty good. Longer than I would have expected. Yes, thank you all for listening. Tell me if some RiverClan cats have webbed foot paws or not. And yeah, I guess I will see you all in another episode. Go join our Roblox group, TCC Games, email me, send me whatever you want. You know, all the usual stuff I say at the end of an episode, or at the start of an episode, or midway through the episode. But yeah, that is it for today. That is Sunstripe, signing out. Goodbye.